And in the studio with me now, we have Dave Slater talking about the Brunton Vintage Rally. How are you today, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you, Carl.
How did the Vintage Rally start, and like when did it start?
Well, the Vintage Rally started basically in the early 70s, and it started with a couple of farmers who were discussing the qualities of their old tractors, no doubt in the pub, and what tractor was better than the other tractor, and this sort of thing. And they decided to have a bit of a fun afternoon. So they'd got the old tractors out and the ploughs and went to have a bit of play in the field. And the word got around and people started. And people came to watch. And it started from there. That was the basic start of it. And at this time, the vintage rally scene was developing. And they decided after a couple of years that have a rally. And it just built up from there.
It's great, actually. I used to go. I can't anymore. I'm at work, you see. But work spoils everything.
Work spoils everything. I couldn't agree more than that.
The rally, the rally's been getting bigger, I think, because I haven't been there, actually. But when do you start planning for, next year? When do you start planning?
You'll start planning, about the middle of next month for next year. You will start in about May, June, to start to send the entry forms out, to book the toilets, the marquee, this sort of thing. So you're running up, you've got a 6 month lead up really to the event, because you've got a lot of things to do. You've got the programs to do, you've got the printing to do, so you're giving yourself plenty of time. You still forget something.
A few years ago, because of the foot and mouth epidemic, there was no vintage rally. Do you think that foot and mouth has affected the rally in any way?
It's affected the rally for about 2 or 3 years afterwards. It affected all the shows, where the numbers the next year were down at all the shows. But unfortunately, with the foot and mouth, although there wasn't foot and mouth in this area, we decided we'd cancel the rally that year, basically to save the farmer any worries of a lot of strange people on his land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what kind of exhibitors do you get at the rally? Is it just tractors then?
No, we get all classes of vintage exhibits. Tractors, I think there's going to be 2 combine harvesters, there's 15 steam engines, there's a thresher working, World War One thresher, there's a variety of cars, the oldest being a Model T Ford from, I think, 1918.
Oh, I like them.
Motorbikes, trade stalls. It's a full day out for the area, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it? I'm not a. Well, I do know a bit about farm, but is a thresher not a combine?
No. Be like a thresher would be the pre-war combine. It's not the sort of combine harvesters we used to do.
But I think the last time I went, I did see it working. I can't really remember, it's a while since I've been. But will there be a variety of trade stands?
Yes.
There will, yeah.
Yes, there's always a variety of trade stands. There seem to have quite a few clothing stalls. There's also a car boot sale. Auto jumble.
I love a car boot sale.
You love a car boot sale. There's also an auto jumble. The trade stands vary from year to year. There's also caterings on the tent. There's a craft tent on the field with various crafts. I think there's somebody doing face painting, there usually is. Last year, for instance, in the craft tent, we had a stall with Help for Heroes, and they raised, I think it was £881 for Help for Heroes.
Well, that's a good amount. How big is the committee for planning the event?
The committee for planning the event is probably somewhere about 35 members of the club, and rather than just having a committee that plans the event, we try to, incorporate every member of the club in the planning. But of course, you've always got the ones you single out, Terry the chairman, Brian the treasurer, this sort of thing. So you've got the key figures. But we like to think that everybody's involved in it. It's not just a little secret committee that plans this. That's just the way it is.
So, it's strange because you go there and everything looks so well planned. How do you go about planning it?
Well, the events run on this particular site for a number of years, and there's two or three plans have been tried where vehicles have moved around, this park, this vehicle there, that vehicle there. The plan we have at the moment is the one that just seems to work. We have the entrance at the bottom of the field, the trade stands are on the runway leading up to the rally, which is at the top. We've got camping right on the top on a hard stand. Well, the advantage to the trade stands, of course, is that every member of the public has to walk past every trade stand. So that there's nobody can say, oh, I didn't do anything, I was hidden behind a bush or a tree or something like that, because it's all in a straight line. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in that straight line.
According to the readout that we've got in the field, I think you said a bit earlier, there is a Croft tent that raises money for charity.
We raised money for charity. There's one or two charitable stalls. For instance, this year, I think the British Legion's coming.
Oh, right.
And we provide them with a stall free. Bear in mind, we have to pay for the marquee. Yeah. And also this year, the Borders Vintage Automobile Club are holding a raffle. It's not going to be drawn at our show. It's going to be drawn at their show in June next year. And the proceeds of this will go to Help the Heroes. And this, I think it's £1 a ticket. And if you win, you get a fully restored MGB GT. So not a bad deal for a quid.
My dad was walking around. We went with my dad. I think my mum went and my brother. And we're walking around and there was this one of these old grey Massey Ferguson tractors.
Yeah.
And said, if you enter the raffle, it's 50 pence. And if you enter it, you can win the Massey Ferguson tractor. And my dad put...
Well, that would be a Ferguson TE20 by the sounds of it.
It was just a grey.
Yeah, well, that was what's known as the little grey Fergie. Again, those years ago were not worth very much money. Now a restored one is standard to be worth quite a lot of money. Right. They're a very popular tractor, and believe it or not, you can still get just about all the parts for them. And there's a whole sort of industry grown up in maintaining old tractors, Ferguson's in particular. One of the parts suppliers will be actually coming to the show.
Right.
So if anybody wants a parts for an old tractor, visit Brunton Rally.
Well, there always seems to be a few there. Well, thank you for coming in today, Dave. It's been fantastic, it has.